This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About here in the world of the American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with the overview of what's going on. The highest priority for me, anyway, in my life as a farmer is to make sure we are going to find sustainable ways of keeping the farms viable. Every week at this time we get together, I give you examples through my own research, some of the news that is a factor, if you will, in what we are doing to move ahead. And then I have people on the air who have experienced a problem and fixed it. So perhaps solutions are a way, different ideas to get you to think about what else you can do with your farm. The question of the week, the question of the month, the question of the year in agriculture has now become, where does milk stand? Milk. Our relationship with milk and the people who are in the way of many of us. I stopped milking cows because of government interference, because of weather-related problems, physical limitations of the farm that I had, a lot of different reasons. But I was one of 14 that year in the dairy industry in Massachusetts who went out. Now I raise Jersey replacement heifers and make a lot of hay, and use the farm as a support mechanism, because, again, viability is what's important. What else can we do to keep the farms going? I have lots of different things I'm working on. Perhaps you do, too. One of the things, however, that is worthy of our time as we get started in conversation this week is not a rehash of the problems of the farmer, but a drastic example. I think probably most of us would agree and that Wisconsin is the premier dairy state in our country. New York is a big dairy state. Arizona is. California is. The Northwest has been. The state of Wisconsin is going to lose the most dairy farms in the country this year. And they have been declining. As I look at the numbers from the National Dairy Council, they've been going down steadily and dramatically since 2013, which is when the folks at Dean Foods more or less got the stranglehold on the production, the fluid milk supply in our country. And this is not coincidental here. I've told the story a number of times in this program and on other programs that I do about how the Sweezer family helped George Bush through their political fundraising become governor of Texas, and the whole reality of the fluid milk supply in Texas changed so that they became the controlling interest in dairy production in Texas. Fast forward to 2000 when George Bush runs for the presidency and the Sweezer family manages to get $4 or $5 million raised for George Bush's campaign. And as soon as he became president, the same slice took place in the national dairy industry, so that now the Sweezer family, through Dean Foods and Dairy Farmers of America, control about 80% of the fluid milk supply. And there, the fellow that runs DFA's whole mission, as he came into office again about that time, 2012, 2011, somewhere in there, was to get $14 milk. Now, at the time, milk prices per hundredweight were about $20, $21, and most farmers can prove to you, if they have any clue on their own financial reality, that it costs them $21 to $24 a hundredweight to make the milk. So how do you sell it for $14? How do you get it? You get it by importing milk from China, from Canada, Mexico, wherever you can. Buy cheap crap that we can clean up by running through our lasers and microwaves so that at least it'll look good. It doesn't taste good, doesn't have any nutritional value, but it sells. And so now we look to the state of Wisconsin that lost 47 dairy farms last month alone. There are fewer than 8,400 licensed dairy producers in the state of Wisconsin. I know in Massachusetts, when I was milking, we had 160 some odd. I remember when I was a kid, we had about 400 dairy farms in Massachusetts. We now have 114. And in, again, the state of Wisconsin, 429 fewer from the start of the year to now. There are 429 fewer dairy farms there. And again, last month, they went down, the number went down by 47. So, what do you do? What's happening? There's no surprise here, given the Suiza family, given Dean Foods and DFA. The industry is consolidating. There is a big move to have factory farms and cows that have miserable lives, and the milk that's produced by them is miserable as well. So, and then the this new tariff thing on dairy has really put another nail. It's like Trump and Sonny Perdue are completely clueless. Or they're not interested one way or another. But after all the noise from the National Farmers Union and from the American Farm Bureau Federation, not so much because they represent the big consolidated dairy producers, but National Farmers Union has been down in Washington making a lot of noise about this, and finally we're getting somewhere in terms of what, at least we're getting people's attention. How do we fix the problem? That's a question. You don't want to get in the way of America's capitalistic tendencies, but the government screws up everything. They might as well get into this and try to fix it. It is very disconcerting for people like me to see this, and it ought to be very disconcerting for people. You know, this program is put together for the benefit of the family farmers and farm-run businesses and that sort of thing, but also for the locavores who came to my farm, as an example, in droves to buy raw milk. I was selling 100 gallons plus a day of raw milk, and I was charging $11 to $12 a gallon for it, and I couldn't produce enough to sell to people who wanted the product. That's where it's going. People know that what they buy in the store is crap, but they don't know where else to go to get better milk, better quality. Unless there's a raw milk store or somebody that's put together a conglomerate of four or five farms and producing really good milk, you can find that around the country here and there. But for the most part, grocery stores, Walmart, and the Walmart thing is disgusting because they're trying to undercut even what the people, the Dairy Farmers of America, are doing. It's just, it is, I guess it's reality, but it really, really bothers me. And then you look at the New Zealand trade agreement, Australia trade agreement. We have sizable dairy industries there, and we're trying to make it easier, it would seem. I mean, looking between the reading between the lines, to get their milk into our country. Why? What are we doing this for? Are we nuts? And this is just an example of what's going on everywhere in agriculture, not just in dairying. Dairying seems to now have everybody's attention. But the way this is going, we will not be feeding ourselves in 50 years. We won't. And nobody, and people are going to wake up and say, oh, gee, what happened? What happened is we have bad leadership, stupid policy decisions, and they're all running around patting each other on the back as to how wonderfully well they're doing. They're not. They're screwing everything up. The markets are a mess. And until farmers, you know, there are a lot of folks that are going into produce farming. Nobody's going into dairy farming because they see the trend of it getting bigger and bigger and bigger, which is not better and better and better. Bigger is not better. Take it from me. I know firsthand it is not. Okay, so I've gone off on my toot about that, but I think when I saw those stats from Wisconsin, it really, really disturbed me. It just underscores how bad the problem is. And it's that bad there. 15 past the hour, American Family Farmer Time. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the importance of your getting a good night's rest. Regular periods of sleep are key to your healthy body and to your clear mind. It's during sleep that your body renews itself. You got a busy life. We know that. You got a lot of activity going on. You sacrifice the number of hours in bed because of the busyness of your life. So make sure that when you are in bed, you're getting the best, the most positive sleeping experience you can. Way to do that is with products from MyPillow.com, including their pillows. That's where they got started. Special deals all the time on their pillows, their premium plus pillows. Just go to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV and get, for example, a MyPillow, first one you pay for, second one you get free. That's it. They get that back and forth, very popular deal they have in MyPillow. But if you go there and look around the sheets, at the mattresses, the other pillows, whether they be for humans or dogs, it just is there's a potpourri of information, of material, and of product available. Use the code DJV. Get 50% off all the products that are made here in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry the pillows. It's really a fabulous, fabulous opportunity for you to make sure you're getting a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Jen here from the DJV show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It really is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel absolutely great. I can't tell you how much more energy I have, and I get up really, really early. So how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of the toxins, the molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, actual nourishment for your body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food, and it's no wonder we feel run down. Go to GetTheTea.com and use discount code DJV, and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink mine every single day. Not available in stores, so go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us now is Noni Dutton, who is the Director of Operations at Fresh Farm. They have 15 farmers markets, serve 150 local farmers and producers, and we're going to get to the heart and soul of how this operates. But I first thought I'd ask you, Mr. Dutton, you heard me talking about dairy. What do you make of what I was saying and actually what's going on there in the dairy side of things?
Yeah, thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me on. And actually, you're kind of, you know, got your finger on the pulse of one of the biggest issues that we're facing in our region. You know, we're based in D.C., but we have farmers markets in Maryland and Virginia. And we, you know, convene lots of regional groups, you know, to talk about, like, the issues that is facing, you know, the agriculture and farmers markets. And dairy farms are really struggling. And we're talking about how do we get more dairy farms to markets. And, you know, and the problem is we've got a couple great ones. I mean, you know, we've got, you know, Coulter Farm, they have great organic milk, and we have Clear Spring Creamery at our farmers markets. But the problem is, if you can't get one of the big processors to process your milk for you, you're kind of out of luck, you know. And talk about smaller farms becoming their own on-farm processing. That's a very expensive process, and all these dairy farms have been squeezed for years, and they just don't have a lot of options now. And, you know, and with the tariffs, it's just getting worse. You know, and we have a huge demand for milk. And, you know, I can't get enough, you know, milk at our farmers markets to satisfy the demand, but we just don't have, you know, enough farms to satisfy it, and we just don't have the farms that have the processing, or, you know, the co-ops are, you know, buying less from these small farmers, too.
I've seen four or five examples here in New England of farmers getting together, forming their own co-op, buying the equipment, because you're right, I looked into buying it myself, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it just is very, it's cost prohibitive for most farmers, but it's the way that perhaps things will get straightened out. Stonyfield, some of the producers are looking to help the farmers because they realize what a mess the situation is for them and their product. All right, so I want to get your overview. Thank you. We'll get to Fresh Farm in a moment here.
Healthcare reform is confusing. But whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields. It's the American Family Farmer, Luke Bryan, with the music for the program, one of the participants in this year's Farm Aid. We'll talk more about that in the next half hour of the American Family Farmer Show, a service of me and my focus on family farming, because I am a family farmer. I've been around cows all of my life. I've milked a lot of cows, raised a lot of cows, raised a lot of corn and hay over the years. Love the ambiance of the farm, trying to save mine as best I can under the circumstances. Keeping it viable is very important. One of the things that has become more of a problem, and it's in the discussion, is in the current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. There's a podcast there focused on the trouble that the family farm is having from the point of view of suicide and suicide prevention. A conversation with Darla Tyler McSherry, whose father died as a result of a suicide. She said her father was born to be a farmer, spent his life working on his land, caring for his animals, providing for his family, and then providing food for countless hundreds, if not thousands, of people over the course of his lifetime. And then, like other farmers, he got numerous, got involved in a lot of different challenges, the droughts, the crop disease, the insects, the hailstorms, the markets, the blizzards, the breakdowns, all the stuff, long days on the prairie. She said, I could never picture him doing anything else. Single most important concept that this lady wants to get across and share with you in our podcast is to listen carefully to farmers and to ask in earnest to help prevent suicide, find out what is going on their farm and help them. The resources are available to help the individual psychologically, but also resources are there, people find it. And that's one of the reasons that Nani Dutton is here from Fresh Farm. Fresh Farm is a group of farmers markets. And I think, Nani, you said that you're in the D.C. area and you've got 150 that you're coordinating. Is that right?
Well, we work with over 150 farmers and producers, so we have 15 farmers markets in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. That's right, Doug.
Okay. So what? You're an entrepreneur, in a manner of speaking, I'm guessing, right? You're just a business guy, or are you a farm guy, or are you both?
So it's actually interesting. So Fresh Farm is a 501c nonprofit, C3 nonprofit, and we're here to serve the farmers. I actually got started selling bread at the farmers market myself and got to know the farmers. It became my best friends, and then I decided that I was going to start helping to run the farmers markets, and that's what I do now. Very lucky, but we realize that, you know, there needs to be support for the farmers, especially at our farmers markets. You know, we sometimes forget, as a nonprofit, we have a communications team, and we have an accounting team, you know, and we have the operations team. But most of the time, our farmers have to wear all of those hats to come to the farmers market. And people don't realize that, you know, that they have to do everything on the farm.
So you describe these as farmers only, producer-only farmers markets. Explain the difference, because there are a lot of farmers markets that got a lot of hojo going on, and I know exactly what you're doing, but explain what it is for everybody else.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, there's no certified definition of a farmers market. You know, I got off a plane the other day, and I was walking to the airport, and I saw a big sign that said farmers market, and, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, refrigerators with soda and things like that. So a producer-only farmers market means that when you come there, whenever you're buying your vegetables or your fruit or your bread, you know that this farm grew that crop. They're not buying it from someone else. They're not buying it from overseas or from some other country. Like, they're growing it themselves, you know, from this local farm. 9 times out of 10, you're going to be able to talk to the farmer and ask them about their growing practices and know exactly how they're doing things. And you have that confidence that your dollar is going to support local agriculture and local farmers and, you know, your local economy.
Yep. And that's really the definition. I just wonder how, given the forces of nature here, literally and figuratively, you're going to hopefully explain to us how farmers can afford to do this. How do you make a business out of it, and how do the farmers benefit in a direct sense? Continue our conversation on the American Family Farmer.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com, VercelMedia.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
The food arena is what we do here in part on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Nani Dutton, who is the operations person at Fresh Farm. They have 15 farmers markets. So how do you find farmers? They come to you or do you go to them?
It's a little bit of both. So like we mentioned before, with fewer dairy farms, we're always going out looking for new ones, you know, trying to recruit good farmers to fill gaps at the farmer's market. We do have an application process, you know, it starts in December, but we know we call the extension agencies, you know, we call the farmer's market associations, you know, we work with lots of regional groups to try to find good farmers and get them to these direct retail markets to hopefully, you know, get some more money in their pocket and keep those farmers in operation.
That's one of the things I think when I talk about the locavores, I say this program is supported by the family farmers that we're talking to, the farm family-owned businesses, and the locavores that use our products. So they're pretty sophisticated. The ones I've come across are pretty sophisticated about knowing where to go to get what they want. But that's a limited number of people, although it is growing. How do you get information out to people? And how do you instill confidence in them that it will be the stuff that they're buying will be of good quality?
So we try to tell the stories of our farmers. You know, when we go out to do these farm inspections and visits, like every farmer that sells with us has been inspected and visited and verified by Fresh Farm. And we try to go not only to, you know, verify that they're growing what they're selling, but also to get pictures, learn about their families, learn about their stories, you know, take some great pictures and really tell that story to the consumer back at home so they get really connected to that farmer. And, you know, when they see these stories and they come to the market and they see that farmer themselves, like it just really increases that sort of virtue of coming to the farmer's market and buying directly from the farmer that's selling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so do the farmers usually know they need to have somebody there do all? Is that one of your requirements that you have somebody from the farm, the farmer, the farmer's wife, farmer's daughter, people that work on the farm? It's not just stuff open and you can go buy it and it says on a sign, this came from Hayes Farm.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it has to be a farm worker or, you know, one of the family. They have to be there running their stand and selling directly to consumers, you know, because, again, you want to come to the farmer's market. You want to be able to have those conversations. It's not like just going to the grocery store where it says, you know, they can say everything's local and, you know, this is from this farm. You know, you actually go have those conversations and, you know, you can see for yourself. And that's part of the benefit of shopping at farmers markets.
See, I think that's one of the things that people really want now these days. I see on my farm, and my friend up the street has got the produce farm. I call them truck farms. There is a lot of activity this time of year, pumpkins, but we're seeing a lot of activity on my farm. People want to go out. I have an ice cream bus. If you go to Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, Nani, you can see my outreach. The bus is there. We sell ice cream out of the bus, and we take the bus on the road to go to events pretty much every weekend now. And the people are fascinated by the concept, but then we do the outreach so that people then come back to the farm, see the cows, see the animals, experience what it's like, take a tour of the farm, that sort of thing. The reason I bring it up is because you, in these farmers market, have the opportunity to promote the individual farms and get people to go to the farm and see how the food is grown. That's what the locavores want. They want to be able to go pick the raspberries. They want to see the cows. They want to touch them and know that they're nothing to be afraid of. You know, stuff like that that people are so removed from. I had an experience this past weekend on my farm. We had an event. About 1,000 people showed up to participate in farm activities, and I came driving through the yard in my tractor, and one of the tractors, and I had maybe a third throttle, and these little kids are running around with their hands over their ears. And so I stopped and got off, and I talked to them and their father about why they covered their ears. Well, because it's so loud. I said, if you really want to hear loud, get up on the tractor with me and sit in the seat and listen to it. But the reason I bring it up is because their parents are in some way, somebody has instilled in them that this is dangerous. The big cows are dangerous. The big tractors are dangerous. And, you know, there's a whole, like, psychological thing to this that affects people's view also of farmers and farming. It's now in our area. People make fun of me because I drive down the street in a tractor.
Right. And, you know, and folks these days, if they think that's loud, they've never been woken up by a rooster, you know.
Oh, right, yeah.
We've lost the connection, and we're trying to rebuild that. You know, we're also trying to teach the next generation of young shoppers about farming. We, as a nonprofit, we also run our Food Prints program in 13 elementary schools here in D.C., and we've got school gardens and teaching kitchens, and we teach the elementary school students about growing their food, eating healthy, cooking their meals, you know, about all the growing practices, because, you know, we need to start educating the next generation of local eaters. You know, we need to rebuild, you know, America's love of farms. You know, like, America's a great agricultural country, you know, and we don't want to lose that. Like, it is so important to support the local farmers and to come out to the farmers market and learn more about, you know, how loud tractors are and why they're necessary and, you know, all the work that goes into growing.
Well, there's a sort of soliloquy, if you will, of this business, he's over there and it's in no man's land and we're over here. They have to come back together again, those two entities, the farm and the people who use the stuff on the farm. But the big conglomerates are trying to separate you from that. They don't want you. They don't want you to go to the dairy farms in Arizona and California where the manure is piled 15 feet high and the cows can't get away from it and they're, you know, in feedlots. They never move anywhere and they die after three or four lactations. It's versus the real life on the real farm, where cows live twice that long and are twice as productive. But that kind of stuff isn't really. People judge it. I know there's when you drive into El Paso on Interstate 10, whether you've ever done this or not, coming from the west, about 5-6 miles outside of the city, you get this amazing whiff of something horrible. So you get closer and you see it's a huge dairy farm, 15,000 cows, manure piled everywhere, and when the wind blows, you can smell it for 10 miles away. And that's the standard now that the government allows, and that's the kind of stuff that people don't have a clue. They think that's a dairy farm. That's not a dairy farm. And, you know, it's the same with what is it, Driscoll. Driscoll has taken over the fruit business, or at least the berry business, and people think, oh, they grow that. No, they run. They have huge factories, hydroponic factories, greenhouses where they grow these fruits. And people don't know. They just look, oh, gee, that looks great. Nice red raspberries. Let's buy those. Right? Am I right? This and in marketing, this seems to be your challenge. Buying advertising, being on radio programs that are local, isn't that how you get people to know about the markets?
It is, and it gets harder every year, let me tell you. But, you know, I think we're very lucky in that all of these big, you know, businesses, you know, buying up, you know, acres and acres and acres, they wish that their customers could come shop in the sun and talk directly to the farmer. You know, there's, mm-hmm. you can't replicate that sense of community at a big grocery store than you can at the farmer's market. And we're trying to convince the new, you know, generation of shoppers to vote with their dollar and say, like, no, we don't want, you know, the big factory grown strawberry. We want the strawberry directly from the farmer. We want to shop in the sun. We want to invite our friends. We want to come hang out in the park afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we appreciate and that's what we love. And, you know, if more folks start coming to the farmer's market, I think they'll also learn to appreciate it just as much as we do. You know, seeing the farmer's children grow up, you know, we have farmers like JC. He was just a baby when I saw him at the farmer's market, Quaker Valley. And, you know, now he's going to be going to high school soon. It's, you know, it's incredible and it's just a great experience. And, you know, I appreciate voting with my dollar that way.
I do, too. Noni is here as a strong advocate for local sourcing of food, agriculture. I want to talk about your farmer fund in a moment. Noni Dutton from Fresh Farm. The website is Fresh Farm. You know, I haven't even actually gone there. I'm guessing that it's freshfarm.com. Am I right?
Freshfarm.org. That's right, Doug.
.org. Okay. Freshfarm.org. 44 past the hour. Here's something else for you to consider. The hot points in your appearance begin with your smile. The hot point is probably to make it singular. Your smile. People look at your teeth to see if they're white and bright because they often, and incorrectly so, can tell whether or not you're living a healthy lifestyle, whether you're a person. I think I want to be around people who smile and have nice bright smiles. How about you? If you don't have a bright white smile, I'm going to give you a way to fix the problem in 5 minutes using power swabs. Power swabs do work in 5 minutes. They are clinically proven to whiten teeth in the case of the first 5 minutes, about 2 shades. Use it once a week, and it goes up exponentially from there. Every week, your teeth will look better, and that's because they put together this clinical tooth detergent. It's a natural organic tooth detergent with whitening agents to get rid of the stains. If you smoke or drink coffee or tea or wine or whatever, your teeth are yellow. Guess what? This is a 5-minute solution to the brightest, whitest smile. Power swabs available only by calling 800-208-1797. Mention DJV, you get 50% off the retail price. Power swabs created by a dentist for dentist use, first of all, and then 5 years after that, people decided, okay, let's buy it on the open market. So the only way you get it, can't get it online, you got to call and order, 800-208-1797, to get rid of the stains on your teeth. Make sure that they have the sense that you want to present of confidence. Good smile is a good presentation of confidence. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. For centuries, therapies like acupuncture and massage therapy have been an important part of Eastern medicine, but acceptance of complementary and alternative medicine has been slower in the West.
I think what we've been very strategic about is making sure it stays evidence-based.
Dr. Brent Bauer says treatments can also include meditation, dietary supplements, and nutrition or aromatherapy. So why the name integrative medicine?
Integrate the best of conventional medicine with the best of evidence-based or evidence-proven CAM therapies. So, for example, if I have high triglycerides, I'm going to do my diet, but I might take some fish oil right along with that to integrate the best of both of those approaches.
Dr. Bauer says for patients with conditions that conventional medicine doesn't always treat effectively, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome, chronic headaches, alternative therapies may offer some relief. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Vivian Williams.
You may think this is rather strange to be a focus of the American family farmer, but I'm passing this along because a lot of us who are farmers are looking at hemp and related things from the cannabinoid world, if that's what it is, the cannabis world, for making our farms viable. And so looking around the last couple of weeks, as a matter of fact, as I think about what I'm going to do at my farm, there are people who have said to me, look at the stock market for especially cannabis stocks, hemp stocks as well. There's a Canadian cannabis company called Tilray, which has become fascinated, or the source of fascination, since they went public in July. Stock was $17 then. It has increased in value since the summer 700%. They're up 40% this week because the fellow that runs this company was interviewed, said cannabis is a hedge for pharmaceutical companies and investors because it can replace prescription opioids and other painkillers. The stock has doubled in the past week. It's at 225 right now as I give you this information. The alcohol, tobacco companies will probably get into the cannabis space to hedge their own businesses. So this is a pharmaceutical play. It could be a alcohol consumption play, those companies getting into the business, and the tobacco companies getting into it. So I guess the message here is that if you're interested in, from a farming point of view, maybe a business to get into, but also from an investment point of view. There you have it. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. All right, let's move now into this area of help. You have a Family Farmer Fund. I like the alliteration. Nani Dutton runs Fresh Farm. And so what does this Farmer Fund do for the people that participate?
Yeah, so we noticed that at our farmers markets, we have a ton of great growers. But, you know, as you know, being a farmer yourself, it's not about just being a great grower. You also have to wear that business person hat. And so we started this Farmer Fund to help give small grants to farmers in our system to go to conferences to develop, their business skills, you know, get professional development help or technical assistance so that they can take their business to the next level and hopefully be able to sell more, grow their business, hire more folks. You know, it just supports the local economy and, you know, we understand that it's not easy to be a grower and an entrepreneur at the same time. You know, it's a hard life to live, and, you know, we're trying to make it just a little bit easier if we can.
So what do you make in the last minute or so that we have together here of the farm bill working its way through Congress at the moment?
So we like the Senate version. There's also the LAMP Act that actually has some grant programs built in there to support farmers markets, the farmers market promotion program, the local foods promotion program. So we're hoping that the House signs on to the Senate version of the Farm Bill and includes the LAMP Act, and that's what we're, you know, calling our representatives to hopefully, you know, push that through and, you know, really support farmers markets and local agriculture.
All right. Are you optimistic? Because this is very political. You know it as well as I do. This is very political.
It is, but we, you know, we like to think that, you know, farms should not be, you know, political, that at the end of the day, you know, everyone loves the farmers market, everyone loves their local farmer, and hopefully, you know, Congress will see that. You know, the House version of the bill wasn't very popular and barely passed, and the Senate version had bipartisan support, so we're hoping that the House will sign on to the
version. Well, the House is full of hacks, and the hacksters are the lobbyists and stuff that get into their, you know, I've said along the road here that we ought to do the same thing with Congress as you do with NASCAR, have them wear clothes that have their advertisers, their sponsors, whoever's paying them to get reelected to their campaign coffers. Let's have that on your jacket so we know who we're really talking to. Anyway, bottom line is freshfarm.org is a great place for great ideas. Nani Dutton, thank you for being here on the American Family Farmer Program.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Well, there's our friend from the American Family Farm world, Lloyd, good butt. That's Lloyd. Where'd he come from? I don't know, Lloyd. One of the things that is interesting is we put together the information about the Farm Aid concert this year as to who is going to participate. There are a lot of people who are interested in this and who have been a part of this since almost the beginning, not on the first line of defense. It was Willie Nelson and Neil Young and John Mellencamp who started all of this. And then Dave Matthews has joined along the way. There are a lot of other people who are participating in this whole thing. And this, I'm going to go through what's going on and why you should pay attention to this in just a moment, so stand by. Here on the American Family Farmer. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
You deserve a branded man. Mama tried to understand. Left us a lifetime song.
Okay, Willie Nelson
never be
says this farm aid is more crucial than ever before. Willie Nelson is going to, with his pals, open the 33rd annual Farm Aid concert in Hartford, Connecticut this weekend. His traditional performers, he gets started, actually, as I remember, I've been to a couple of these myself, starts with the Lord's Prayer as a gospel hymn. And then a lot of people who are not there, the tickets sold out in 4 hours when they went on sale a couple of months ago, but this is being streamed across the country. There will be a special television show on it as well. We go back to 1985 when all the farm foreclosures were taking place. Nelson and Young and Mellencamp staged the first Farm Aid benefit because America's family farmers were very threatened then by the economics, the reality of politics, and what's going on with Mother Nature. And that hasn't changed. It's gotten worse, actually, in terms of politics and the economics, the forces of trade bills and all this other stuff. Really, farmers have the whole system stacked against them, Mellencamp said, and he's right. The time is running out for Americans to demand a fairer playing field. Why people don't get this? What are you without food? Do you realize? Or you can say, oh, I get all the food I need at the grocery store. That's not the point. Where is it coming from? How is it affecting your body and your health and your life? So anyway, Dave Matthews has become sort of the fourth member of this group. He helps the board members think about how, because he's out about, he does a lot of turn. Well, they all do, but Matthews has, I think, got his fingers on the pulse. So far, since 85, Farm Aid has raised $53 million for programs to benefit family farmers only and support sustainable foods. None of the big agribusinesses get a penny. Wish we could say that for the farm bill that's currently before the House and the Senate. They're taking place this year at the Xfinity Theater in Hartford. Chris Stapleton, Sturgill Simpson, Casey Musgraves, Margot Price, let's see here, Lucas Nelson, Jamie Johnson, Ian Mellencamp, Luke Bryan is going to be on stage. Nelson says if we don't act now, we risk the total loss of the U.S. family farmer, and that I would say amen to. So let's pay attention to Farm Aid taking place this weekend. This is the American.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.